Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
This is We Talk Productions, one of the Black-owned radio networks that discusses issues and solutions affecting the Black community. And this is Black Urban America. Our call-in number is 516-531-9540. Our call-in number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. The lineup for the week is, again, this evening, this is Black Urban America. I'm your host, Kenny Jones, with co-host Michonne Williams. On Wednesday, we have The Cutting Edge with Michonne Williams. On Thursday, we have Part of Harlem with Wayne A. Young, and finishing up the week on Saturdays, we have Provocative Thought by Carlton Sneed. This evening, again, we are talking about serious issues and topics. And this evening, when you talk about Black history, we just finished a whole thing about Black History Month, and we had the usual players, the usual characters, to usual organizations, although their contribution to Black history, to our race, to our culture is so fast, so many. But when you discuss Black folks, when you discuss our history, when you discuss our culture, there is so much missing information. So much. I mean, it would literally, you know, when you talk about American history, you're talking about Black history. When you talk about world history, you talk about African history. It can't, there's no denial. You can't put past it. But however, in our educational system, they just won't talk about the usual suspects, and which is unfair to us. And it's our responsibility to researchers, to historians, to look up more and more history. And we're going to go into depth tonight with our guest. She's the executive producer of In Search of Missing Person on Comcast and Verizon, Comcast 66, and Verizon 29. Also, she's a talent coordinator. And she is also the creator and producer of a show of being homeless. And welcome to Black Urban America, Miss Shirley J. Carter.
And I feel very blessed and very special to be on your program, particularly when I hear the type of things that you are presenting to the public.
And thank you. Coming from a pro such as yourself, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Michonne Williams. Michonne Williams, Shirley Carter.
Hello.
Good evening.
Nice to meet you.
Yes. Nice to meet you. And I know we'll have a lot of things to discuss, and I'm very glad that I'm on the show because I know you're hard hitting and you're getting the information out to the African community and beyond. So I
That's
appreciate
right.
that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, let's start off. Do you think our history start in America or African civilization?
Well, what I do believe is our history, I'll say this starting out, our history is found all over the world. I just want to make that clear from the beginning. We find artifacts, remnants of African history all over the world, including the United States. I will say that. And I'm going to be speaking a little bit about that tonight. I do believe that the African person did originate in Africa, but I do believe the African person populated the whole world and left civilization to the whole world. I'll say that.
Well, Ms. Carr, you might as well start presenting now.
Okay. First of all, may I say this? This was an African person, Yafikota, who recently passed. And I just want to send a shout out to him. He was a great actor.
He was 87 years old. I believe Yafikota,
yes.
He was in a lot of movies, man. Again.
Yes, he
again,
was.
They talk about Sidney Poitier. Hey, big actor.
Yes.
Harry Potter, Belafonte, all of them.
Yes.
But his name don't get mentioned. You talk about missing information, missing persons. And now, I mean, this cat, this brother was I think his work all the way back to like the mid-60s or early 70s.
Yes.
Okay.
He's well noted for a movie and musical track devoted to the movie called Across 110th Street. Very
yes.
powerful movie.
Yes.
Yes. Very powerful. Action packed and just fantastic. And he came at a time when a person as himself was not readily accepted into the limelight of, I'll say Hollywood as a general term, but he was much better. He was a very powerful actor, and he brought in other persons who were good too, and just music, the filming, and everything about the movies he was in was just great. So I just want to send a shout out to him while I have the chance, since he recently passed. And I want to get started in talking about America and then go back. This information can be found readily on YouTube. This information I'm giving you, as you probably know, you and your co-host know, that you can research right in your own home. You can find all this information, a lot of information you may not have known, and some you may know, but it's all coming out each day. Some things and new discoveries are happening as we speak. As we speak, new things are being found in the United States and surrounding areas that were never known about by the general public. For instance, and some of you may already know this, but there's a lot who do not know this. So hopefully this information and this broadcast that you're sharing will get out to, the people who need to hear about it. Now, there have been Egyptian artifacts in the past, and more just recently found in the Grand Canyon. They have been found here right in the United States, and they're being unearthed every day. Some of them have been hidden from the general public, and some have not. I'll tell you this story about the Grand Canyon. I haven't seen the video again on YouTube, but there was a man who was traveling across country with his family on a road trip. And the name of the video was, "They Didn't Tell Me and Teach Me This in High School." And when he got to the Grand Canyon and found out about the artifact and what he saw, the cave dwellings and relics, he made a YouTube video about it because he just didn't understand why he wasn't taught in school. Why, we know the reason why he wasn't taught in school, because where these artifacts came from, the Black culture, the Egyptian culture, the African culture. There is another YouTube video put out by National Geographic and also by the Smithsonian Institute that goes in depth about the Grand Canyon and how they are trying to figure out how these masks and how these artifacts of Black people are in the United States. They are just amazed. And even them themselves who are investigating this are finding out that information has been covered up. And I hope the people who are listening will Google and find these videos, America Unearthed, Egyptian Treasure Discovered in the Grand Canyon. That's right here in the United States of America. Now, it's not just that one. It's also the Smithsonian History Channel. They have another one about the Grand Canyon also. So I hope everybody gets a chance to Google and find these videos and report back to us, because there's going to be more than just those two I'm mentioning.
You know
the information was good.
You know what that tells me? Excuse me, cut you off. You know what that tells me? There have been several presentations and arguments and debates. Was the African here before the European? And with you saying that Egyptian artifacts were found in the Grand Canyon, and we know Egypt is one of our early civilizations.
Yes.
That put it right there. That answered a lot of questions.
It answers a question right away. And a lot of this information I knew a long, long, long time ago. And the information is just coming out of things that I heard from other entities when I used to come home from where I heard them from and used to tell my parents about it. And it was new information that I had learned. I had learned about the ancient Egyptians, the Mayans, the Incas, simultaneously when I was in high school. And so I had a teacher. She was going to the University of Pennsylvania. And when I saw the Egyptians, I was mesmerized. And at the time when I saw the way they dressed, the way they looked, I said, "That's me." I knew right away that was where I came from, because I had the big hoop earrings. I had all the bracelets going up and down my arm. And I had the colors and clothing that I was seeing with these people. And I immediately made this connection. So this teacher was going to the University of Pennsylvania. And she was studying history and archaeology. And she said that she wasn't taught that these were Black people. So she's the one that got me fascinated in African/Black history. She was a white teacher. Believe it or not, that's how I first became interested. And I asked her, well, just because they didn't tell you that, maybe they don't know. I told her, why don't you research it on yourself? Why don't you research it yourself? And she did. She started researching and she started finding out that they, in fact, were Black people. Story I'm telling you.
Wow.
And go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Ms. Carter.
And I think that I opened up something for her, and it opened something up for me because I knew right then and there that you have to do the research yourself. That's what that taught me. You
and
get the
today,
information.
A lot of people are so lazy, they don't want to do the research. They want other people to do research for them.
Yeah, but that's going to have to stop. It will stop. It will stop because people have all the tools they need now. They have computers. You can do it on your cell phone. You can
yes.
do it on your cell phone. And you can find out the information. You listen to the historians and the archaeologists and the like. Then you take the information that they give you and go further. And I think they want you to do that, the people who are giving out this information. They don't want you to stop with them. They want you to keep on doing the research. And parents, I've been a school teacher, I've been a social worker, and I'm in the entertainment business as well. What I have said to parents is that you can create a library in your own home, and you can get books. There are programs within the state and school systems give free books. Or you can go to libraries. At times they give free books, or you can purchase books if you have the ability to do that. And you can create a section in your house, not just for your children, it can be for the whole family,
mm-hmm.
where you have books, you have artifacts, such as pictures, little designs your children would make reflecting on the culture. And you can set up a place in your home where it's very comfortable. You might have a computer or a tablet involved where you can do this research as a family. It's lots of fun. And now since we're getting out of the lockdown, but now that people are home a lot, instead of having little disruptions within families, why not get together and create these situations where a family can learn together? Sometimes
right.
time is given to people for them to be still and focus on something. And these times that we are living in now is a good opportunity to focus and create. You have to take advantage. Although it's a trying time, it can also be a great time for learning and a great time for families to reflect and learn and join together. And what better thing to learn better than your own culture and research? Maybe the
yes,
family
right.
can produce a book.
And you will be
Maybe.
Surprised.
Go ahead.
You will be surprised what you might uncover and what you might learn. Like, for example, in the Civil Rights Movement, the beginning of the, press one if you have a question or a comment. People don't know, before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, just a week earlier, there was a sister by the name of Claudette Colvin, age 15, She was a black teenager, refused to give up her seat, and she went to jail, too. You want to know why they didn't you want to know why they didn't support her versus they supported Ms. Rosa Parks? Because she was a teenage pregnant woman. And they felt that
I did hear about her. Mm-hmm.
They'll bring embarrassment to the community. So Rosa Parks did it the following week. They said, well, she was a church woman, and she worked for a living, and also she was part of the NAACP. So little facts about that. You know, I mean, if you go in any period of society, and you can find different information about us. And talk about period. So what are some of the myths about our history?
Here's one myth. I started with America, but then I'm going back. I'm starting mm-hmm. with what's here and then going back. Here's mm-hmm. a myth. There's a lady that I knew. We were very friendly. We were just talking, and she knew that I was really into researching and studying black history / African history. So we were talking about boating and sailing. And this particular lady didn't know that black people had boats thousands of years ago that sailed across oceans and came to the United States. She didn't know that they had the capabilities of sailing. And so
way
I said, not
Columbus.
Only did she was
way
amazed.
Thousands and thousands of years before Columbus.
Yes.
The Ethiopians were notorious for that. And all you had to do was just go to the western part of the United States. And you spoke of them earlier, the Aztecs. They had they also had pyramids that were similar to the pyramids in Egypt and the Nile Valley.
Yes, that's another big thing that you're bringing up. There were pyramids in those cultures. And the pyramids, by the way, are all across the United States.
There are
different parts of the United States. And that's a project that a family can take up. I'm bringing up this message of family because why not? If you can't go the places that you usually go, why not act as a family unit and do the research as a family? Now, here's an opportunity, like you just said. You can research where the pyramids are all across the United States. And also, from what we're talking about tonight, the host and I and whoever is listening, you can create a book. Just think, the time, the year that you're waiting, you're sitting around, there's been lockdowns, you could have written a book.
Just their own family history. How about that? They'll be surprised what they might find. They might find a business owner. They might find a military hero. And that could be a project within his own self.
Yes, yes. You're right about that. You're right. And because of the internet and things like Facebook, et cetera, why not try to find your lost ancestors? I've heard many instances of that being done through Facebook, people finding people that they haven't seen and didn't know about in such a long time. Now, let me hit on these things, too. You know what? We could go on for hours and hours with the African / fact history. It takes hours upon hours, all the things that's out there. Now, here's a topic which some people know about and some people don't. People who are related. Now, a young lady, 12 years old, but other people had done it before her. She was tracing her family background. And she found out that mostly all the United States presidents are related.
I keep hearing that.
Yes.
I keep hearing that.
Yes. Now, there was J.A. Rogers, one of the first
great author,
writing,
great sociologist. Yeah.
Yes. And traveler. He was working for train systems while he was finding out this research. He was traveling all around. But he himself had mentioned some relations in 100 Facts About the Negro. It was called The Negro at that particular time.
Right.
And I had heard about some of these things years ago he wrote. She was tracing her family tree when she found this out, and she was 12. Her mother backed her up. She was a white girl. But this is where the question, and this is where the black part of it came in. They said that can't be true, because how would Barack Obama be related? But he is related to George Bush and Dick Cheney.
I heard they're cousins.
They're cousins. They are cousins, and she and her mother helped her on this project, and they brought this information to Barack Obama. And he knows that Barack, he's cousins with George Bush and I believe Dick Cheney. It was in the New York Times. And other publications as well. And that leads me to, and this is a black person, Meghan Markle. She's in the news. She's in the news everywhere. She had a TV show and was involved with other TV shows as well. And her mother is a black woman and her father is not. However, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are cousins. Now, people say, how is
that? That's something that
cousins.
Makes you go, I'll hold up for 1 second.
Yes, that makes you go, That's what this show is about.
Yeah. I'll hold up for 1 second. So people are going to be surprised to know that Barack Obama was not the first black man or so-called black man to run for president. In 1904, there was a guy named George Edwin Taylor. He was from the National Negro Party, a journalist and a newspaper editor. He was the first black man to run for president.
I heard about him and saw pictures
of
him.
Oh, we have a caller, Ms. Carla. We have a caller. Somebody want to ask you a question.
Yeah, hi. This is an interesting subject. I got into a couple years back, I got into a debate with somebody who tried to tell me that the first black people to the U.S. or America were slaves, and I was trying to explain to them that the window before they were slaves primarily, and back in the Mayan area, they came here just like Europeans as explorers and businessmen. This was around like the 13th, 14th century in that little window right there. But also in terms of the president, there was a president. Before they were called presidents, they were called something else. Executives or something, but wasn't there a black guy who was like the president before they were called presidents, if I'm not mistaken?
Articles of Federation. He's on the back of the
something
dollar bill or
effect.
The $2 bill.
Yes,
I know what you're talking about. There's some discrepancy about that. That's why I'm not going to mention it, but I know his name, the person you're talking about, too. And I'm going to be doing some more research about him. I know his name starts with an H. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, Henderson or Hanson, something to that effect. Yes. I just wanted
to call in and say. And you should do some more research about that, too. I don't want to get into that because I like to have my facts when I'm talking, but I know who you're talking about. Yes, it was under the Articles of Confederation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before they were called presidents, they were called something else. Right, right, okay. All right, thanks. I just wanted to call in and let you know that this was a good topic.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Michonne, step in
you.
Here. Go ahead, Michonne.
Okay. Now, let me see. Well, one of the things I was going to mention, or I am mentioning, is, okay, I have found records where Native Americans were reclassified as colored people. I have also found records doing research where Native Americans were also classified as black. Like, and I've also seen records where if a Native American, the way they had it, wasn't on a reservation, they were automatically classified as black.
That is true.
Are you aware of this?
Yes, I'm completely aware of it, and I'll tell you who has the information, Dr. Claude Anderson.
Yes, yes. Oh,
that
brilliant
is absolutely
man.
True.
Brilliant man. Brilliant man.
Yes. Oh,
excuse me, guys.
Yes.
We have another caller, okay?
Hello.
Hi, 5590. Welcome to Black America, Black Urban America.
My name is Boise Park. I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa. Really, this show is really amazing. Thank you all for bringing a topic like this. I have a problem about being black in some parts of around the world, like especially in America, you know. My uncle worked in America for quite some time now, like 10 to 15 years. But the question I really want to know is that, why is it always black people go through some kind of headache whenever they are walking on the street? Like they are being analyzed, you know, like they have no kind of justice when it comes to black people, you know. So, like, I really want to know if, like, Meghan Markle is a real cousin to Prince Harry.
Can you repeat the question again, please, sir?
Why do black people always go through, like, injustice in America? Like, there is no justice. Like, black people be walking along the street, white people call cops on them. Like, yeah. But I really want to know if Meghan is a real cousin of Miss Harry. I've been reading posts about that, like their cousin or not. I really want to know that.
Go ahead,
are you talking about Meghan Markle?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You want to know why she is... Go ahead.
Yeah, I only want to know if they are real cousin, because I've been reading posts about them. I've been really following them. Some posts say yes, they're really cousin. Some posts say they are not cousin.
Okay, do you want to know, and thank you for calling in tonight, by the way. Yes. You want to know about Meghan Markle and if that's really going on in the monarchy with what she's experiencing?
Yes.
Yes, I do believe that it is shaken up a little bit because the monarchy usually doesn't have stars or movie stars among their ranks who want to do things outside of what they're doing, the monarchy. They're a very close-knit group of people. And in fact, they usually marry within their family to keep it close.
The royal
and they don't want any outside, they don't want outside sources prying into their business because they don't want the truths to come out.
Oh,
that's what
so
I think
sad.
Is going on. Yes.
That's so sad.
That's what I...
Well, hold up, Ms. Carr. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
As black folks, right,
mm-hmm.
not only in America but around the world, should we concern...
Yes.
I mean, we have more issues to address than to worry about what's going on in some castle.
Hold that thought.
They have a history of colonialism. They have a history of racism. They have a history of participating in the slave trade. I mean, so, like, who cares, really?
It's coming to light now. I'm going to tell you why. Why the monarchy is coming to light, and it's also called the firm. It really is a business. The real business name of the monarchy is called the firm. The why it's coming to light now is because of Queen Charlotte. That's what this is all about. Queen Charlotte was a black woman who, from the line that produced Queen Elizabeth. That's why the monarchy is getting so much buzz now, in my opinion. It's beyond Meghan Markle and Harry, because the true history of what happens in Europe is coming out. It's all being shaken out. And Queen Charlotte is the main focus.
Queen Charlotte.
I know you're aware of Queen Charlotte, who was a black queen.
No.
There was also another black queen also. Besides
her. There was another one also, and probably where there's one or two, there's more. We just don't know about the others yet.
Is her great great grandmother.
Okay, let me tell you how I found out about Queen Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who's listening on this broadcast should look it up. All the truth of how smart and how productive and how rich black people were over in Europe is going to come out. Don't just take this Meghan Markle and Harry thing as a Hollywood thing. It's deeper than that.
Hey, Ms. Carter, just to hold your thought there, I will listen to one of the black thinkers named Dr. John Clark.
Another great thinker, right?
Yeah, and he said, well, he was a young guy, you know, he was about to do some research on some African history. He had a discussion with Captain Cullen, who they have a museum in Harlem named after him on 135th Street on Malcolm X Boulevard.
Great poet, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Captain Cullen told him, just not only look up your history in Africa, study other histories like the European, and you'd be amazed what you find.
You will be amazed.
When I asked that stupid question earlier, why should I be concerned? Then you hit back with Queen Charlotte like, wow, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
Thank you for the
call.
How
I found out. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you how I found out about Queen Charlotte. I had heard about her. It might have been, and I don't want to commit myself to this, I heard about an early African black history. I first heard about Queen Charlotte. It might have been from J.A. Rogers' works. I can't be sure, but I believe that's where I first heard about Queen Charlotte. And I might have seen a picture. But when I was in Colonial Williamsburg some years ago, a friend of mine, we went down to visit plantations. As a matter of fact, this is funny. We visited the Shirley Plantation, and we visited the Carter Plantation. There were two separate plantations.
Are you related to any of the plantations? Like your people came out of that?
Probably. Probably the Carter
that
one.
That is not a coincidence.
Probably
that
the Carter
like
one.
You are a part of your journey, part of your, what do you call it, your own personal hodge.
Yes. Now, I was in one of the plantations. Everyone was taking a tour, looking at the plantation house. Of course, you know that's going to be regal for where the white plantation owners live. We were in their house. Their plantation houses were beautiful. They weren't, it, slavery was not a beautiful thing. Enslaved persons was not a beautiful thing. But the plantation owners had beautiful houses, put it that way.
Right.
Now,
I guess
there was a picture.
Research and prepping for this show, it's something that you bring this up. Everybody think that the field Negro want to run away, but the house Negro caught more hell than the field Negro,
yes.
Especially black women, because our black women were constantly raped. And they say,
yes,
like 13% of our women is traced back to some slave master rape.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's why when we were, everyone was taking a tour in the line, looking at the plantation. I saw a picture on the wall, beautiful frame, beautiful picture. It was a black woman. I wasn't worried about what they were looking at, you know, with the tour guide. I was looking at that painting on the wall with the lips and the frizzy hair. That was Queen Charlotte, a black woman. I said, who's that lady? You know, I wasn't concerned about them looking at the furniture. I wanted to know the person hanging on the wall. And that's when I personally found out about Queen Charlotte. Now, Queen Charlotte was sent from England. She lived in the United States for a while. Charlotte, North Carolina is named after her. And Charlotte and different parts of the South have Charlotte or either Charlottesville. That's her. That's who they're named after, Queen Charlotte. Now, from her line comes Queen Victoria, and it goes down to Queen Elizabeth. So Queen Elizabeth, who's putting out all this information, she knows that her ancestor is was black. She knows that.
Wow.
And so does her grandson, Harry. And Meghan, according to one of the articles I read, she was introduced to the picture of Queen Charlotte.
Now, was Queen Charlotte light-skinned or dark-skinned?
Yes, she was light-skinned but easily identifiable as being black.
Because of the nose and the features?
Yes,
okay.
Because, and the hair is a pink, like they would call it frizzy. That's what some people might call it. But she,
I have
she,
seen
the
more
people,
than one picture of Queen Charlotte, and I saw an original painting of her.
I saw an original too, and they lightened it up, uh-huh.
And they repainted her and made her lighter to be closer to white. And she did have 15 children.
She had 15 children, that's correct.
She had 15, and she also...
Yes.
Like I said, she is Queen Elizabeth's great-great-grandmother.
Great. Yes, she is. And that's why...
She's too great.
That's what all of this is about. It may look like it's Harry and Meghan, but what's happening before this even happens at the monarchy, the information about Queen Charlotte had gotten out to the general public. There's even a show called Bridgerton, which brought out the fact that there was a black queen. It's currently going on, that there was a black queen named Queen Charlotte. Now, what's going to happen because of the Meghan and Markle, they're like pawns in something. It's not, they're having this conflict, but what's going to be gotten out of it, in my belief, is the history in Europe that was known by some but not by many. That's what I believe this whole thing is opening, because before this happened, no one was talking about Queen Charlotte.
Well,
so my focus isn't so much on Meghan and Markle, Harry and Meghan Markle, but on the history of blacks in Europe. That's what led me to that. Yes, it
I
is.
Mean, Europe was Europe had a black king and queen that ruled Europe for 700 years.
Yes, they were
but
Moors.
They don't mention
yes.
that.
They don't mention that, but guess what? It will be starting to be mentioned very, very shortly. Watch. All of that history that they tried to keep quiet because of Meghan and Harry is going to come out. Because the door
well,
is open.
Let me ask y'all this. Let me ask both of you mm-hmm. this. And these are one of my questions. We have a lot of black scholars, not only in America,
yes.
but in Europe, not only America and Europe, but in Africa. Now,
yes.
is it their duty to research this and report it? Because I
you
really
know
never
who
heard
is?
Any
yes.
black youth queens.
And
this is my hobby, and maybe
mm-hmm.
I wasn't reading the right books or whatever. I read a book a long time ago called Before the Mayflower. They said
yes, I read that book as well.
In
yes.
Roman Empire, there were some black rulers. How
yes.
true is that?
Let me tell you, we could be on this phone. This can go on for hours and days. The history of the black people just in Europe. Because now Dr. Ivan Van Sertima,
yes.
he's a great historian, who I knew
and
studied about the Moors. And
yes.
that's where you're going to get the
that's
European
Spain.
History. And
that's
also
Spain,
Renoka
right?
Rashidi. Renoka Rashidi has studied intensely of the black in Europe. His works reflect that. And there's many, many artifacts all around Europe. And that's what I think this Meghan and Markle should be about, is learning the European black history. We're all over the world. We're all
yes.
over the world. And so, like I said, Renoka Rashidi is a good resource for the blacks and Africans in Europe. There's many artifacts and many family lines in Europe that are black. We taught Europe hygiene. We taught them not to throw the water out in the street and the sidewalk. The Moors did. And we taught them about soap and personal hygiene, too, in Europe. So that's
wasn't
part of...
in Italy for about a few hundred years?
Where's what? I'm sorry.
Wasn't Hannibal in Italy also for about a few hundred years?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he was. So
I just want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We all got a few minutes left. And anybody want to ask a question or make a comment, press one. And I'll chime in. Yeah, I had teachers on this show, haven't I, Michonne? I had educators on this show. I always confronted them about the curriculum. How come, again, I'm asking you this, you know, we talk about history. I learned a few things tonight. How come our educational system refuses, now even prepping for the show, there were some articles on this. How come our educational system do not display this information to our children?
Because they do not want them to know their history and how smart they have come.
But hold up. We have black history teachers. We have black principals. We have black superintendents of schools. We have black commissioners, state black commissioners of education. We have black folks as authority figures in the educational system, local and state level. Why haven't it changed?
Because the system, they're in the system and program in the system, and there's not critical thinking. There's only going along with what the system wants to know, so that you won't know that the black people started writing, they started science, they started medicine, and gave civilization to the world. They don't want that known, but it can't be held down. They don't want that known.
Okay, we talk about the J.A. Rogers. We talk about Count the Cullen, the Iris Surnimus. Shouldn't they had the responsibility to confront the educators about putting this information a part of their curriculum?
They did. Particularly, do you know that Ivan Van Sertima gave testimony to Congress about what was happening before Christopher Columbus?
I didn't know he was invited to Congress.
Yes. He gave testimony. It might not have just been to Congress. It could have been to other entities too. But he gave information to politicians about the black people that were before Columbus. And Ivan Van Sertima saw Christopher Columbus's journal. There's information there of what he saw when he arrived. I mean, all of this is pointing to black people. And he did it. He was, before he died, he was working with NASA, because many of the things that the ancient Egyptians knew, they knew about the planets. Just some information that the ancient Egyptians, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. And probably when I get off the phone tonight, I'll be doing some more research about it.
You brought up astronauts, right? Don't you know?
Yes.
The first person to pilot from L.A. to New York was a black man by the name of James Banning.
Wow.
And even today, we have black astronauts that are not introduced. There was a black woman.
No, they're not.
Yes. And there was a black woman, also an aviator. I had in my notes somewhere, but it's on another page, and I don't have time to go through it. But it's on and on, and I keep telling people, week in and week out, about American treatment to the black man, woman, and child. Now, with that being said, you know, a big major discussion during Black History Month is the Civil Rights era. That they think, but people think that that's the only era we had in America, is the Civil Rights era.
We had Reconstruction.
Yeah, Reconstruction.
We had Black Wall Street. We can go on for hours and hours and hours. It's just so much that black people have done. Don't forget, we brought the sciences, we brought medicine, we brought reading, we brought writing, we brought the arts. We were the first.
So let me talk. I didn't even have time to research the inventors.
Everything
that happened by a black inventor just was thrown by white folks.
Yes.
But anyway, do you think that another reason why our true positive history it's not so, it's because of the integration of schools.
Say that again. I'm sorry. My phone was breaking up. Go ahead. Say
you
it again.
Think the reason why, and talk about the integration of school, don't you know there's the Little Rock Arkansas 9, you know, one of the original integrations of school, the organizer was Daisy Bates, and she's never spoken of. She was the organizer of that. Now, speaking of integration, do you think that that is one of the problems of our educational system because it's the integrating of schools?
Well, you know what? My aunt, who was a school teacher, she told me when she first started teaching, they had all black teachers and all black students, and she said they had excellent education.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
most
that's what she told me.
Most of them was in the South too.
Yes, this was right. This was here in Philadelphia where she taught. And
yeah,
she said when she first.
What school was that in Philly? Was it North Philly?
Yes, it was. I can't call the school out, but it was in North Philly. Yes.
Okay.
That's where she was teaching, a school in North Philly. And she told me they had everything they needed, and the school flowed. Yes, it was. It was. She told me it was in the heart of North Philadelphia.
Like 33rd Street, like 33rd and...
It could be something like that. And she told me that the teachers were excellent and the students were learning.
And it's a shame. Anything that works for us, anything that's positive for us, is either taken over, burnt down, or changed, or infiltrated. Well, Ms. Carter, it has been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure talking to both of you. And to the other host's point, when they change people over from Native American to black people and vice versa happened too, that is so many people who are in the population that are due both in the not Indian, but Native American, or what they called American Indian, are due money. The blacks are due money, and the American Indian, Native American, is due money too, because their classifications, as was stated, were changed. And Dr. Claude Anderson knows the ins and outs of that. Both of those groups are due lots of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I just read an article. They saying they're not going to go by the DNA anymore because there's too many black people who can actually prove that by DNA. So they just did that in 2020.
Yes. That's a big, it's so many that involved with that. And we all should study Dr. Claude Anderson. He has really done a thorough study of that, what you're speaking of.
Yeah, I listen to Dr. Claude Anderson a lot, but he don't get his... They just try to suppress the information that he comes out with.
Yes,
all of
but
his
it's
research,
very crucial. It's a shame because it's very crucial, the information that he has on that. He has very particular and specific information on that.
Okay,
right.
We have to go now. We only got a few seconds left. I'd like to thank everybody.
Yes, let me tell you, I enjoyed, and I'd like to speak to both of you about something. I really would. I appreciate being on here, and I appreciate the information that both of you have shared tonight. And I think the people who are listening should take their information and do your own research. Listen to what the historians are telling you, and they want you to take their information, and they want you to do your own research with the information they have given you.
Okay.
They have spent their time and energy, and they want you to do your own research, too.
Thank you so much, Ms. Carr. Gotta go.
Thank you.
Yeah, gotta go, and I appreciate both of you.
Hold it now.
Good night. Good night.